Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hello, my name is Ben Brown, and I'm the director and curator of the Clark Historical Museum. Ever wonder how local Native American baskets are made and what your collection is worth? This Saturday, the museum is hosting a talk on local Native American baskets with an appraisal day from 1 to 3 p.m. Today, I will be talking about the current exhibit in the community case by the Morris Graves Museum of Art on Romano Gabriel, which will be on exhibit until May 27th. This piece was written by Kathy Dillon for the Times Standard. Italian immigrant Romano Gabriel once said Eureka was a bad place for flowers. If his fog-hampered horticultural skills were lacking, Gabriel's non-conforming artistic talent made up for it in a big way. The Romano Gabriel Wooden Sculpture Garden is known worldwide. A folk art triumph, Gabriel's flower garden consists of flowers, trees, carousel, and faces carved from wooden fruit crates and continues to garner attention well after its artist's passing. Born in Italy in 1887, he immigrated to America in 1913. After serving in World War I, he settled in Eureka and worked as a carpenter and gardener. The seeds of Gabriel's wooden garden were planted in the 1930s in the front yard of his Pine Street home. He reportedly said he wanted to do something different. Gabriel obviously also wanted people to take notice. His work always faced the street, and as the years went by, the yard overflowed with artwork. At one point, the small house was completely obscured by the exuberant jumble of fanciful objects. Gabriel's garden proved to be much more than just different, architectural historian John Beach said in 1975. While many of the items are purely decorative works of fantasy, others embody their creator's attitude toward society, its institutions, and his reactions to public events, he said. Gabriel was a reclusive man and did not want the spotlight on himself, just his garden. Appropriately, on the day he died in 1977, the California State Arts Council designated his garden as an important piece of folk art history. Yet it all might have been lost. For several months, the garden sat abandoned and deteriorating until the Ray Valentini family purchased it from the estate. Then, 20-year-old Vince Valentini and a group of his friends spent almost a year restoring it before the family donated the garden to the city. After a combined community effort, a custom-built storefront structure was erected at 315 2nd Street, where Gabriel's garden was transplanted behind protective glass. The opening dedication was held April 3, 1982. Over the years, photographs of the sculptures have been exhibited at Harvard and MIT and have been published in a variety of national and international magazines and books. Selected pieces from the garden have also been exhibited at the SF MoMA and has toured Europe. Eureka has proven an ideal place for Romano Gabriel's garden. As Beach said, it continues to offer Eurekans a joyful moment in the daily life of their city. Please visit the museum to see the exhibit and take part in appraisal day on Saturday, May 20th from 1 to 3 p.m. Check our website for more information. This is Ben Brown with Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.